Where is Kevin?
Up on the roof.
He's up on the roof. So, Kevin, do you still work at UPS?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so he works
33 years and going.
Oh, damn.
And this is his seventh year volunteering to raise money for Strive, which is a great organization that helps folks with various disabilities. And God, we love getting visits from Strive, and they do so many great things.
Yeah.
And so Kevin, I don't know why he does this. There are so many other ways to raise money. Like, I don't know, throw a fundraiser party with alcohol, you know. Mm. Instead, Kevin says, no, I'm going to take a tent. I'm going to go park on the roof and stick myself up there until I raise how much?
$45,000.
That's $45,000.
Lofty goal. Where are you at right now, you saying?
We're doing great. Like 92 hours elapsed into this effort. We are at $16,000. $922.84.
Okay, wow. So we're getting there.
Okay.
So you, by that math, you got about another 6 or 7 days, though.
Well, you know something? This is the seventh year that we've done this, as you said. And one thing that I've learned is, I mean, the outpouring of generosity support is amazing. And this kind of fundraiser tends to simmer and build steam as it goes.
Right.
Okay. So, well, and then there's also a point where people start to feel really bad because he's... Oh, we should say what roof he's on. Where are you, Kevin?
Thank you. I'm on the roof of Patriot Subaru on Route 1 in Saco, right across from Funtown Splashdown.
So if you go by Patriot Subaru, don't... Don't be concerned that there's a man up on the roof. He does not need emergency calls. He chose to go up there, okay?
How's okay. The snacks?
That's Kevin.
Up.
Oh, on the roof, it's peaceful as can be.
Pulling out all the roof songs for
I
Kevin.
Know,
yeah.
I know.
Have you prepared for rain, Kev?
You and me and rain on the roof.
A lot of people do stop by and offer some counseling.
Oh, they do.
Oh, counseling?
Counseling. Oh, that's good.
But then I explain exactly what I am doing up here and set them at ease.
Right.
We're prepared for anything up here. You know, we, over the course of 7 years, we've literally seen every extreme from unbearable heat and humidity to right to this morning, waking up to thick frost coating every surface.
Oh, geez.
Right.
I know. Well, that's Maine, right? You do this at the same time of the year every year, but you still get a slew of different weather. Yeah.
Yep. We really try to prepare for it.
Yeah, a little sunblock on this afternoon.
Yeah, I know. Right. You're up there. You're exposed, Kevin. You're exposed.
Absolutely.
What is it? Help. Is it helpkevinhelpstrive.org?
Yeah. That's one of the many ways to give. Helpkevinhelpstrive.org. Or you can text Kevin to 71777.
Wow.
Or by all means, I mean, I love to meet people and thank them in person. So if you can come down to Patriot Subaru, give me an opportunity to lower the donation bucket. gratefully accept your donation. I obviously, that's what I'm here for. I love to meet the people, thank them in person, and invariably hear the countless stories of how Strive has impacted so many.
So I got to tell you a funny story, Kev. We're talking to Kevin, who's up on the roof at Patriot Subaru in Saco to raise $45,000 for this great organization, Strive. And he's about a third of the way there, so go help him out. HelpKevinHelpStrive.org. And so he had it up on the Time and Temp building the other morning. So I'm driving to work, and when I drive down 295, I always look over and I see the Time and Temp building. I'm always curious, you know, what charity are they promoting today and everything. And, you know, it flashes two words, and it said, "Help Kevin." But the first time I looked at it, it just said, "Help." And then I thought, oh, God, it's someone trapped in the Time and Temp computer room. There's no way for them to get out. I just had to type out "help" on the screen up there. You know, they're like, I'm stuck in the Time and Temp computer room. I can't get out. Help. You know,
right.
SOS was going to be the next.
Right.
I got to think of other messages that are four letters or less to convey that I need help. I'm trapped in here. I've ran out of snacks.
Right.
You know, and then I went, oh, it said "help Kevin." Okay, I know what that is. We're talking to Kevin later this week. So
that's
good
great.
For you, Kev. You're doing a great thing, and we always love hearing from you. Give us an update maybe in a few days, and we'll see if we need another push, okay?
I would love to do that. Thank you so much.
All right, bud. Now, what's the text? Text Kevin, is it 71777?
Yep, KEVIN.
Okay.
71777.
All right, or helpkevinhelpstrive.org. How did you get up there, by the way? Oh, up the ladder. Okay.
It's just a long, straight ladder coming right up. It's a great way to get there. Now, we do have a lift, you know, on the beside the building to get, you know, all the supplies, you know, tents and, you know, changes of clothes.
Food.
Yeah, don't drop off cat food for Kevin, okay? If you're going to drop off food, you know, bring something nice.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Food is always greatly appreciated, but most of all, that really helps the wonderful ground support, all the Strive staff that are here relentlessly to help with the effort. I not so much can take up people on the countless offers for food, because the dietary needs of one camping on a roof are not much.
Yeah,
you know, we're talking.
Oh,
yeah, let's
right.
say he's got a donation bucket and he's got another one. The other one, either one for it. Right. I see what you're. I'm picking up what you're putting down here, Kevin. Help Kevin, help Strive.org, and we'll talk to you later. Okay, let's get to that 45 grand for Strive.
Thank you so much.
We'll talk to you soon, Kev. Bye bye. What is that guy doing in that bucket, Mommy? Just avert your eyes.
Right.
It's for charity, honey. It's for charity.